neighbourhood, your newsroom, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The two murder-accused brothers who were extradited to South Africa from Eswatini this morning have appeared in the Durban Magistrates Court. It's hours after Interpol and police flew to the kingdom where Malusi and Siyabonga Ndimande were handed over after abandoning their year-long fight against South Africa's extradition application. They appeared late this afternoon in Court 11 and have now been formally charged in three cases, one of them being the murder case of rapper Keenan, a.k.a. Forbes, and his friend Tebello Motswane. The matter has been postponed to the end of this month for them to have in-depth consultations with their lawyers and for their attorneys to receive all the documents from Eswatini. The court has also heard that the state intends to join their case to the other five suspects arrested in the rapper's murder case so that the accused will stand trial together next year. A KZN Police Chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi sat in on the proceedings.
So that you can be able to see whether there's any other party maybe that is financing this guy, as he called himself a businessman. That business account of his is an account of interest for us as we investigate him.
The water minister has launched a corruption probe into the Umgeni Utugela Water Board. Phemi Majodina has sent a letter to DA MP Stephen Moore following the party's request for an investigation. Moore says the inquiry involves several concerns.
This follows over 200,000 rand spent on first-class travel for a staff member to attend the New York City Marathon. Excessive board fees of 2.6 million rand, alleged conflicts of interest, the compliance officer which sought to stop the 200,000 rand New York trip being suspended, and that suspension being thrown out by the KZN High Court, and further reports of a company linked to a board member receiving a contract to build an 8-kilometer water pipeline meant to cost 80 million rand, which has since ballooned to nearly 400 million rand.
Cape Town-based company BioVac has received approval from the Health Products Regulator to begin clinical trials of its oral cholera vaccine. If successful, South Africa will become the first country in Africa to fully manufacture a cholera vaccine. The clinical trial, launched at Wits University, will first test the vaccine's safety before expanding to sites in Johannesburg, Durban and East London. BioVac says the vaccine has the potential to save countless lives. And a German court has found that OpenAI infringed copyright law by using song lyrics to feed its chat models. The case was filed last November by German music rights body GEMA on behalf of the artists behind nine songs. The group represents more than 100,000 composers, songwriters and publishers. It accused OpenAI of reproducing protected song lyrics without having purchased licenses or paid the creators. The San Francisco-based tech company argued it had not broken the law because its language models do not store or copy specific data, but rather reflect in their settings what they have learned. But the court in Munich said the artists who wrote the lyrics are entitled to compensation. OpenAI says it disagrees with the ruling and is considering its next steps. Durban 26 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 28, Richards Bay 27.
All right, your News Watch was brought to you by MTN. For your everyday moves, try this new MTN app. MTN, SA's best network.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Motivation levels are high as the Proteas prepare to face India in the first test starting on Friday. Spurs hope to lock down Mickey van der Ven to a long-term contract at the club. And Taylor Fritz has taken the first set of their ATP Tour Finals clash against Carlos Alcaraz.